Hi, I'm Professor Silver, and today I'll be deep diving into Pikachu's battle record in each of Ash's major competitions. Besides the seven regional leagues, I'll also be covering how Pikachu did at the Orange League, Battle Frontier, and Masters 8. As ground rules, battles with no end won't be counted, and wins will count the same regardless if another Pokemon did damage beforehand. This video is brought to you by Factor. Factor is a meal delivery service that sends you fresh, never frozen meals direct to your doorstep. I've been loving all my meals from Factor this past week, as I haven't had to go grocery shopping, prep my meals, or do any heavy cleanup. All I've had to do is pick which meals I want, store them, warm them up, and enjoy their deliciousness. Thanks to all the time I've saved, I've been able to focus way more time on the channel. Not only will Factor save you a ton of time, but it'll also be a huge help on your wallet. Compared to eating out or ordering from a restaurant, it's super budget friendly. It offers 34 different meals each week on top of add-ons, so there's something for everyone. Depending on what you're looking for, meals can be keto, calorie smart, protein, vegan, vegetarian, and so much more. Personally, I really dug the Protein Plus option, as one of my goals this year is to bulk up and become as swole as a fighting type. To try Factor for yourself, head to factor75.com or click the link below and use code SILVER50 to get 50% off your first Factor box. And now back to today's class. At the Indigo League, Pikachu won 50% of his battles and got the second most wins of all Ash's Pokemon. While he beat Pete Pebbleman's Arcanine and Richie's Butterfree Happy, he lost to Janine's Bellsprout and Richie's Charmander Zippo. It's a shame that he wasn't the last man standing against Richie's Pikachu Sparky, as Charizard's laziness resulted in a super anticlimactic finish. Overall, the league only showed a small glimpse of Pikachu's full potential. His only great battle during the league was opposite Arcanine. It's at the Orange League that Pikachu truly became a powerhouse. His opponents were all high level, so each of their downfalls majorly upped his street cred. He fell to Trevita Gym Leader Rudy's Electabuzz, but he and Charizard then beat Kumquat Gym Leader Luana's Marowak and Alakazam. During the Drake battle, Pikachu beat both Ditto and Dragonite. This settled his win rate at 75%. To this day, beating Dragonite remains one of his most memorable victories. Truth be told, though, he owes his success to Charizard, Squirtle, and Tauros. As a result, I think the win reflects Ash's skill better than his own. Pikachu's ascent to stardom flatlined at the Johto League. His only starring role was opposite Salvador's Furret in the prelims. The Kanto starters all stole his spotlight in the more major battles. Besides Furret, Pikachu also beat Jackson's Azumarill and Harrison's Kecleon. As you might guess, none of the three were the toughest of the tough. His losses to Jackson's Magneton and Harrison's Sneasel led to his league win rate being 60%. The main reason Pikachu didn't soar at the league was because he wasn't used against Gary. Had he beaten Umbreon, he could have avenged his loss to Eevee and proven himself just as valuable as Charizard. Rather than inspire at the Hoenn League, Pikachu won only 40% of his battles. He beat Gilbert's Hitmonlee in his first round, but he suffered major losses to both Katie's Dugtrio and Morrison's Steelix. Pikachu also beat Tyson's Metagross, but he owes the win to his allies. Had they not cracked its head, Pikachu never would have won. The biggest difference between Johto and Hoenn is that Charizard didn't star as Ash's final fighter. Pikachu did. Although he still lost to the Meowth and Boots, the battle represented a major passing of the torch. Besides the Kalos League, Pikachu would star at the end of every future competition thereafter. Pikachu completely dominated the battle frontier. He not only earned a legendary victory over Brandon's Regice, but he also beat Lucy's Milotic, Annabelle's Alakazam, and Annabelle's Espeon. His one and only loss during the competition was to Annabelle's Metagross. This gave him a win rate of 80%. Arguably, his victim's powers all rivaled those Pokemon of the Elite Four. The one issue with Pikachu's many wins over the powerful Pokemon is that they made all his future losses all the harder to fathom. What I like about them, though, is that Pikachu won most of them with Volt Tackle. With one win, one loss, and one tie, Pikachu left the Sinnoh League with a win rate of 50%. The percentage wasn't high, but his strength and ferocity during each and every battle with his rivals was indicative of his future as a champion's ace. Opposite Paul, he fought Aggron, beat Froslass, and fell in an epic fashion to Electifire. Each battle was beyond cool, but it was against Tobias's Latios that he truly shined. By tying with Latios, he proved once again that no one, not even a legendary, could threaten his power. Well, no one except Trip Snivy. Even though Pikachu earned the most wins of Ash's Pokemon at the Unova League, None of his opponents were as strong as the ones he faced in the Sinnoh League. He beat Trip Superior, Cameron Swanna, and Cameron Samurott, but lost to Cameron Zulcario. By the end of the league, his win rate was 75%. The win over Superior redeemed his loss to Snivy and also earned Ash Trip's respect. But it's overshadowed by the fact that Ash lost to Cameron. Had Ash battled Virgil instead, Pikachu could have made history by fighting Vaporeon, Jolteon, and Flareon all in the same battle. In summary, the leak didn't hurt Pikachu, nor did it do much good for his legacy. It may be hard to believe, but Pikachu left the Kalos League with more wins than Greninja. Opposite Sawyer and Alon, he racked up 4 wins by beating 2 Pokemon each. Because Alon's skill rivaled that of Steven Stone, the wins over Tyranitar and Metagross were far more notable than the victories against Sawyer's Clouser and Edgyslash. Pikachu lost to both Sceptile and Charizard, but his tiring of them helped hugely in Greninja's eventual showdowns. To make a long story short, he won 2/3 of his fights. To me, this league showed that Pikachu was worthy of becoming a champion's ace. All he needed to earn the title was for Ash to win a regional league. At the Alola League, Pikachu did more than any of Ash's other Pokemon to earn him the title of Alola Champion. Amazingly, the Electric Mouse won 95% of the time. During the Battle Royal alone, he beat at least 6 Pokemon. In the second round, he earned a notable win against Guzma's Galisapod. Opposite Gladion in the finals, he took down Silvally and tied with Zoroark. If that wasn't awesome enough, he also beat Tapu Koko with 10 million volts Thunderbolt. Even though Pikachu had already beaten 2 legendaries, doing so as a champion's ace put him on a whole new level. The Alola League established Pikachu and Ash as champions, but the Masters 8 is what really proved they were the best. Rather than fight random trainers, they fought regional champions like Steven Stone, Cynthia, and Leon. In each of the 3 battles, Pikachu beat 2 Pokemon, giving him a win rate of 92%. His victims included Steven's Cradily and Mega Metagross, Cynthia's Gastrodon and Spiritomb, and Leon's Cinderace and Charizard. The victory over Metagross was absolutely incredible, as the Pokemon had previously gone blast for blast with Primal Kyogre. That said, that Cynthia used Destiny Bond to feint Pikachu is perhaps the best testament to his strength. She knew that he was the strongest of Ash's Pokemon, so she sacrificed her Spiritomb in order to beat him. In addition to that, the battle with Leon all but confirmed Pikachu as the single strongest non-legendary in the Pokemon anime. By beating Charizard, Pikachu also proved himself more powerful than Alon's Mega Charizard, Lance's Gyarados, and Diantha's Mega Gardevoir. Only time will tell how the tournament will affect Pikachu in the years to come, but I'm certain that like Ash, his legacy has forever changed. Pikachu's power has grown tremendously since he and Ash first entered the Indigo League. They went from losing to Bellsprout to dethroning champions. When looking at all the competitions together, Pikachu had a win rate of 72%. He beat 36 Pokemon, lost to 13, and tied to 3. Now that Pikachu has toppled Leon's Charizard, it's hard to imagine what else he can do to top his achievements. Only time will tell what the next competition will hold, so while we wait, class is adjourned. Big thanks to Factor and the channel's patrons for their support. My name again is Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.